A lot has happened in the world of AI since my last episode. It's absolutely insane what is happening right now. Typically, in the software world, the news cycle, the update cycle is measured in quarters. You're waiting for the update to come out or the new OS. With hardware, it's measured in years. Like you're waiting every fall for the new iPhone or the new Samsung phone. Or the new laptop. With AI, the news cycle is like 48 hours. There are new use cases every single day, and these things are improving insanely fast. There have been several times where I'm using ChatGPT or one of these other tools, and it errors out and says I need to do a refresh. So I refresh the page, and the whole site has been updated. There's a new version. It's like every day, the iteration that is occurring is faster than any other software I've ever witnessed. And it's aided by AI because you can give these tools your code and you can ask it to debug it for you or suggest ways to make the code better based on what you're trying to do. It's amazing. It allows someone like me, who has the equivalent of a first grade literacy with code, to be writing actual useful code. The other way I've been using it is to walk me through tasks. I've been running a lot of ads for my businesses lately. So I'll get on ChatGPT and ask it, here's what my business does. Here's my target market. Walk me through setting up a Facebook ad. And it does. Or a Google ad, a YouTube ad. I've done all of these and it's worked great. It'll make suggestions like based on your type of business, based on the needs for this campaign, I suggest that you make this campaign about driving traffic to your website, or you should focus on getting email signups, whatever the case may be. It lets me know what type of ad to run. So that's been crazy. I mean, normally I would have had to hire a freelancer off of Upwork or one of these sites to run those for me, but I'm able to just do everything myself. So that is really my favorite use of these tools right now, is as a mentor who just knows a little bit about everything and can walk me through these technical tasks. I can ask questions along the way. And it's of course, it's not perfect. It goes off the rails a lot. And I have to say, actually, I don't think that's a good idea. Usually when that's the case, it's because of my prompt. I didn't give it enough context. I wasn't clear enough in my instructions, but it does a really good job. And it has completely replaced Wikipedia for me, rather than looking up some actor or politician, for example. I can just ask ChatGPT, tell me the significance of, I don't know, recently, David Ogilvy. Why does Warren Buffett say David Ogilvy is his hero? And ChatGPT gives me a breakdown of Ogilvy's marketing philosophy, some anecdotes from his life, some interesting quotes. So it's really cool. It's really interesting. So I wanted to talk in this episode about some other ways that I'm seeing AI take off around the web. The first one that I wanted to bring to your attention is what's called the self-finishing to-do list. So we're all familiar probably with Apple Notes, Google Keep, Evernote, Notion, these note-keeping apps that we use on a daily basis. Well, the next generation of note apps are going to do your to-do list items for you. So this week I saw people using tools that complete your to-do list. So for example, you could write a list, bullet point one, make a podcast, second bullet, write a blog, third bullet, send my boss an email with an update about the software feature that I'm coding, fourth bullet, call my bank, get my fees waived. And the AI does it. The AI does your to-do items for you. So that's a really interesting use case that's going to be here, that is here and is going to change how we go about our daily lives. The next thing to point out is there's a lot of ChatGPT plugins that I see coming online. So some people are saying that there's going to be a ChatGPT app store that could be bigger than the existing, Google and Apple app stores, with just the different ways that all these softwares will integrate with ChatGPT. For example, Instacart, the grocery delivery service, released a plugin that integrates with ChatGPT. And one guy on Twitter, His name is Aman Reshi, and I'll put links to all these things that I'm seeing in the show notes, as always. He had ChatGPT buy his groceries for him. So here's what he wrote. He said, I asked ChatGPT to buy my groceries today using Instacart's plugin, and it worked so well. It stayed within my budget. It provided ingredients and recipes for 7 meals, including some of my favorites. It accounted for my schedule and diet. Here's the conversation and delivered groceries. And I'll read you what he wrote to ChatGPT, skipping some of the details. He said, hi, I'd like your help buying groceries. You have a budget of $100. I'd like some good breakfast, lunch, and dinner options. Ideally, you can use the budget to at least create 7 meals. For breakfast, I prefer it to be quick since I'm usually jumping into meetings. For lunch, I tend to order out for lunch, so do what you will with that information. For dinner, I like to cook for dinner, so feel free to come up with your own list for that. I tend to cook Pakistani, Chinese, or Italian cuisine. Recommend recipes with links and get all the appropriate ingredients. I have dietary restrictions, no alcohol, no pork, and no dairy. And then ChatGPT said, sure, I can help you. And then it suggested some options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner based on his criteria. But you could see how this would be really useful if you had a certain amount of calories you were trying to do per day, or again, the dietary restrictions or whatever it may be. Oh, so anyways, I didn't finish that thought. So it suggested the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then it ordered the ingredients for making those meals. It sent him the recipe links, and it made the order on Instacart. So his grocery shopping for the week showed up on his doorstep based on this prompt that he gave ChatGPT. Pretty interesting stuff there. Next thing I wanted to show you is Stanford did a study with a simulation of AI this week. And if you've ever seen the show Westworld, it's on, I believe, HBO. I saw one season a couple of years ago. It's like a theme park where you can pay to go into this world, and the world is full of AIs. They're all robots. Like, you can't distinguish them from humans. They're AIs. It's set in the Wild West of like 150 years ago. And there's no consequences in this world. So you can get into duels with these AIs. You can brawl with them. You can date them. Do all sorts of crazy stuff in this world. Well, Stanford did something a little similar. It wasn't in the physical world. They ran a computer simulation where they created a town full of AIs. So these avatars in the world, they had memories, they had personalities, and they had identities. So they had, you know, backgrounds, like where they were from, where they went to school, what their job was, that kind of thing. They just released them to go about their lives. Well, the AIs started forming relationships. They started dating. They started going into business together. They were getting involved in the town's politics. One of them ran for mayor and won and implemented all these policies. So it's really wild what came out of that. So yeah, that's the Stanford study. Check it out. And then I've seen a lot of examples. The next thing I want to tell you is examples of people who have lost jobs to AI already. I've been seeing people writing on Reddit articles, particularly the ones I'm thinking of. I couldn't find them again, so I don't have links. I apologize for that, but if you searched around, I'm sure you could find it. The article I'm referencing right now is a graphic designer who got laid off or had their business's revenue disappear almost completely in the last 3 months. They went from doing $20,000 in revenue a month for graphic design work to gone. People are using Midjourney. They're using DALL-E. They're using these other AI tools to just create logos, create advertisements, things like that. The second thing is I follow some lawyers on Twitter who are saying that ChatGPT is better than they are at drafting up contracts and reviewing contracts. One lawyer wrote a thread advising young people not to go into law right now because there's just no future there. So really interesting. Anecdotally too, I have an acquaintance here in Mexico City whose company told him to figure out how to replace his own job with AI. He's a software engineer, and it's a weird request, right? Like, we're going to get rid of you. Can you help us get rid of you? But he has, and his job is like 90% automated now. So his job isn't going to go away. He'll just roll into something else, or he'll be the curator of the AI, because that's obviously going to be very important as we progress here. But despite what I just told you about jobs being replaced by AI, the AI industry is expected to contribute $15.7 trillion to the global economy over the next decade, while reducing the cost of doing business by $8 trillion. And labor productivity is expected to increase by 40% by 2035. In conclusion, ChatGPT, the tool that I've mostly talked about and talked to, if you heard my interviews on this show, is ancient tech. That's what's called a chatbot. There is now what are called agents. And agents are like having multiple chatbots so that you can send them out and they can all do different tasks. And here's the kicker. The ideas for this podcast were given to me by an agent. I used a tool called AutoGPT in writing the outline for this podcast. So I spun up an AutoGPT bot. I named it Podcast. It asked me for goals of what it should accomplish. And I said, give me 5 examples of how AI is being used that are brand new this week. Give me examples of jobs that have already been replaced by AI. Let me clarify that. I didn't use its examples. I used the examples that I saw on Reddit and Twitter and the guy that I know here in Mexico City. And then give me some interesting facts about AI proliferation. And that was the $15.7 trillion economic contribution that I cited there. I believe that was a Pew study article, Pew Research Center. I'll find the link for that. And the result of that AutoGPT task was the podcast that you just heard.